Voters have little faith in Illinois state government and its leaders. The statewide poll conducted for the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute shows the public takes an especially dim view of how the governor and legislature have handled the state's budget problems. Institute Director Mike Lawrence says at the same time, voters fail to comprehend the magnitude of what he calls Illinois' financial crisis.
I think the public does not have the kind of understanding about the budget that it ought to have.
For that, Lawrence blames the media, which he says needs to do a better job of explaining budget matters. While 3 out of 4 respondents to the survey say state government is on the wrong track, Governor Rob Blagojevich and state legislative leaders earned even lower marks. The University of Illinois at Springfield's Survey Research Office conducted the poll. Even before Champaign County's polls open on November 4th, Election Day, as many as 1 out of 10 voters will have already cast their ballots. That's the estimate of County Clerk Mark Sheldon. He says more than 3,000 people have already taken advantage of Illinois' early voting provision and come into the clerk's office to vote.
Right now we're getting over 300 a day, and next week I anticipate we'll have some days where we might even get over 500. We're pretty much at our limit. You know, I think people who, once again, we have some, you know, 20 and 25 minute waits that have been happening for early voting here. But if it's convenient for people, we certainly want to make it available.
Sheldon says about 123,000 people are registered to vote in this election. That's about 9,000 more than 2 years ago, but only slightly above the number registered in the last presidential election. Early voting continues in Illinois through next Thursday, and the Champaign County Clerk's Office will be open each day until then, including this Sunday. A bank with a large presence in Champaign-Urbana and the rest of Illinois has been bought out. PNC Financial Services says it's acquiring National City for about $5.58 billion and will receive $7.7 billion in capital from the federal government as part of the bailout plan. National City's been hit hard over the past year by the downturn in the mortgage market. Earlier this week, the Cleveland-based bank posted a $5 billion quarterly loss. Local officials are taking precautions to protect municipal pension funds from further losses in the midst of the global financial crisis. Champaign Finance Director Richard Schnoor says the fire pension fund has lost about $6 million in the past year. He says the pension board decided at a special meeting yesterday to move the money to stocks and bonds on a weekly instead of monthly basis in order to strengthen the $43 million portfolio. Schnoor says although the pension fund has dropped by about 14% since January, firefighters don't have to worry about their pensions.
Under state law, if for some reason, which I do not at all expect, the pension fund somehow ran out of money, the city is required to make the payments. And the city is in very good fiscal condition. The city is the only city in downstate Illinois with a AAA bond rating. And so there's no reason for any of the participants to have any concern.
Schnoor says the pension board will review its new policy of moving less money in shorter periods of time at their next regular meeting next month. He says about 150 or 175 people participate in the fire pension fund. The Chicago area's Regional Transportation Authority is among 30 transit agencies around the nation that could be on the hook for millions of dollars because of the woes of insurance giant American International Group, or AIG. Executive Director Steven Schlickman says the RTA alone could have to kick in $105 million. According to Schlickman, the issue involves so-called leaseback deals struck by the CTA and Metra in the 1990s. With those deals, transit agencies sold or leased assets like rail cars and facilities to investors and then leased them back. The agencies got the cash and investors got a tax credit. Those deals required a guarantee by another financial institution, in most cases AIG. But when AIG's credit rating fell, it left the transit agencies obliged to pay back investors. Schlickman said the RTA is working with other agencies to try to get the U.S. Treasury to guarantee AIG's credit. Champaign County authorities have charged a man from Alton, Illinois, with last year's robbery of a building supply company in Ogden. According to a release from the sheriff's office, forensic evidence from the holdup at Kirchner Building Supply gave them enough clues to charge 41-year-old John Beck with the crime. Beck is in prison in Terre Haute in the federal penitentiary for another robbery in Staunton, Illinois, the day before the robbery in Ogden. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 9:35, and we dial up the weather office again, and meteorologist Scott Olthoff is in this morning. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Tom.
And it looks like the weather is a little more fall-like for the next few days, including the chance of rain through the day today, but temperatures are cool, actually maybe a little cooler than normal.
Yeah, we should be up around 61 degrees for today, so we won't be near that, probably about 57, 58 degrees this afternoon.
And we see sunshine coming back, but it's going to get even cooler from then on.
That's right. Early next week, we'll have the coldest air of the season moving in by that time. Right now, we have just generally cloudy skies across most of Illinois. There's a few scattered showers across southwestern sections of the state, pretty much south and west of Springfield yet. Also, still quite a bit of rain falling across the eastern half of Indiana, and also rain falling across to southern lower Michigan, as well as southern and central Wisconsin. And heavy rain is also falling across the southeast United States, across the good part of Georgia, as well as South Carolina and the state of Florida. Very heavy rain across